the representation of the cloud is like...
Oh, I guess I said that I was leaving.
You're kind of free in the clouds, kind of like having your own space to roam around and be free. Like, if you were flying in the clouds, you're kind of free.
Isabel Carter is one of a handful of local teens involved in building a teen center in Sitka called The Cloud. The project launched last year with support from the Sitka Health Summit. After several months of hunting, the group finally secured a space on Harbor Drive, right next to the Yellow Jersey bike shop.
There's not much to do in Sitka, so having this idea of lots of teens just gathered together, kind of making our own family and having a place to be where we just need to step away from like adults or younger kids just for a while, I think that's a good idea.
In a town with a single-screen movie theater and limited entertainment, teenagers are eager for somewhere to gather away from family and from school. Some of the teens involved in the project met in the new space on Tuesday afternoon to workshop what they want it to be. Gavin Jones is a junior in high school and has lived in Sitka his entire life.
It's been a long time coming. I mean, on a small island, there's not really much to do. And with the teen center, we'd be able to give the teens someplace safe for them to come here instead of possibly being on the streets getting hurt.
He hopes the cloud will provide that. But part of the appeal has been the process of building a center from the ground up. Financial support from Youth Advocates of Sitka and a discount from the building owners helped. Jones has learned a lot in the process.
It's kind of overwhelming, but we found the place. We have to take into account how much money we have to spend on remodeling, how much it would cost to rent the place, like how much stuff we have to buy. Just normal stuff with buying a new place.
Normal stuff, but new questions for Jones. Right now, the Harbor Drive space is a blank slate. Save a single solid wood desk, there's no furniture. The walls are unadorned. A small kitchen got the group thinking.
So we could do like a barbecue out front, or if we get a grill and just sell like hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, that's a great
fish
idea.
And chips. Huh? I feel like if we do something with drinks, we should definitely make it a wide variety because not everybody does coffee.
Totally. I know, and I don't want to push
I love coffee, I'll taste. Have you know.
No, like get like sparkling water and then just like mix like different like fruits in it and just like make different things.
I love that.
Like make it like have like an Alaskan twist on it. Yeah.
They didn't make any big decisions about menus on Tuesday, but it was an opportunity to begin creating and shaping a space of their own. They sketched their ideas on sheets of paper.
Is that a hammock, Isabel?
Yes. There's two hammocks.
Can you give me a guided tour of your vision, Isabel?
Sure. So, when you walk in, you see like this small living room area where there's like two couches and a rug. There's a TV and a place to either put like movies or video games, something like that. There's a pool table. That's all I have so far, yeah.
Furniture aside, Summer Cranford looks forward to a space where what teens want comes first.
Not a lot of people understand teens and what they want. Like, they kind of understand, but they don't know how to, like, accomplish it. They don't know how to go about it, kind of. Yeah, it feels great knowing that this is now ours and all we got to do is just make it, you know, look like a teen center and a place to have fun and relax. It just feels really nice.
Whether they decide on barbecue or fish and chips, couches or hammocks, the cloud is well on its way to providing a space for teenagers to just be. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.